Stephanie is on the phone with us, and she wants to do a second date update today to call a guy who she met in what I could only describe as hell on earth. I'm talking about a candle shop.
Oh.
If
like
there
that?
Is a hell, it smells like a candle shop. I can tell you that.
No,
you talk about an instant headache. I can't stand in those places without wanting to vomit from all of the scents from the candles.
Oh,
but anyway, that's where she met the guy that she wants to call today. Hey, Stephanie, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm okay. I'm just having PTSD thinking about having stood in a candle shop before.
Oh, come on.
And pretty amazing that you picked up on a guy in a candle shop. What men are in those things?
I actually thought the same thing. I kind of noticed him. I was a little curious what he was doing there, too. And, you know, I got to say, he looked pretty clueless. He was kind of looking at the candles and smelling them and making faces that I'm sure you're making right now.
So is he a candle enthusiast or is he?
No, I don't think so. He, like I said, he seemed very out of place and kind of shy. So I decided to kind of go over and just see if he needed some help.
Nice move.
Yeah. We started talking and he said he was trying to buy a candle for his mom.
Okay.
I thought that was so sweet, right?
Yeah.
Do you think this guy is just trolling candle shops and making up a story about his mom the whole time?
Yeah, just looking for women.
It's pretty smart.
It is.
Well, I mean, I guess it kind of worked, but really, though, I helped him pick out a candle, and he went and bought it, and we both left the store, and that was it. He didn't ask me out or anything.
Oh.
But when he left, I was actually thinking that I thought he was pretty cute, and maybe it was a missed opportunity. And then actually a half an hour later, we ran into each other at another store in the mall. And
in the bedding section of somewhere. You're just like, dude, this guy's buying candles and comforters. It's just a domesticated dude.
Surprisingly not, no.
Okay.
At this point, I kind of realized, you know, why not just go for it? I was a little nervous, and I don't do this a lot, but I basically asked him if he wanted to hang out again.
That's awesome.
Oh, so you asked him out?
Yeah, I asked him. I know,
nice.
You know, it's a little forward, but why not? Sometimes you gotta, you know, you gotta make moves for yourself, right?
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, and it worked. It worked because he seemed excited about that, and we exchanged numbers.
So, just picture this guy calling his friends after, like, oh my God, you guys, I was shopping for candles, and then this really cute girl totally asked me out. What'd you guys do for your date?
Well, I texted him first and asked him if he wanted to meet up. And he said yes, so I ended up choosing a restaurant to go to.
Okay, so you guys did a full-on dinner.
We did dinner, and we ended up meeting. It was a Friday night. I picked a restaurant that it had a nice feel to it, but wasn't over the top or not, you know, crazy expensive or anything. It was moderate. We had a great time. You know, the conversations were great. And it went a little longer than I kind of expected. So the next thing I knew, we had been at the restaurant for a little over 2 hours.
Well, but a lot of times that's a good thing on a date, right? You're like, oh my God, we've been talking forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's what I thought. You know, it must mean that it's because we were just talking and we lost track of time because we were having a good time.
And it wasn't just you talking, right?
No, he definitely had his time to talk to.
Okay.
I allowed him to speak at certain points.
But I thought that, you know, maybe the night would progress. Maybe he'd come over, or maybe it would just be, you know, to figure out when we would want to get together again. I don't know. But by the end of the night, he seemed a little maybe like something else was on his mind, or he was a little upset or a little agitated.
What was he doing to make you feel that way?
You know, when you can tell you're looking at someone and you can tell that they're looking back at you, but in the back of their mind, they're not with you.
Right.
By the end of the night, I just kind of got that feeling. And he wasn't talking as much. I was doing much more of the conversation. And
maybe he was thinking about some potpourri he had to pick up or something to go along with his candles.
No, I honestly don't know. He kind of left it at that. And by that time, we were pretty much done with dinner. We said goodbye. We hugged. And that was it.
And he made no mention of seeing you again?
No. Honestly, I expected to maybe get a text from him. If not that night, then at least maybe the next day. But now it's been a while, and I haven't heard from him even once.
No candle recommendations from him?
Like, no candles.
Nothing.
No.
Interesting. All right. Well, we'll play a song, come back, call him, and get your second date update, all right?
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Hang on.